Game two of a three-game set between the Angels and Marlins. What kind of a day would Mike Trout have? Well, let's find out. We'll take it to the top of the first, Trout facing Vance Worley.
Here's the 2-2. Trout swings, drives a ball deep to left. This is long gone. Up over the Clevelander, up near the Budweiser Bowtie Bar onto the concourse. A long home run to give the Angels a 1-0 lead. Number 16 for Trout, RBI number 35. Stanton with 12 home runs, hit number 12 here last night. The pitch, and it's low, and Maldonado throws to first base, and D got back, an awkward slide into the bag, but he beat the play there. First base, really tough to see when the tag was made and when D's left foot touched the base.
Yeah,
he never got the foot to the top of the base. It's up against the side of the base. And he is out at first base. That's an awful mistake.
Riddle the tying man at second, two outs in this seventh inning. The 1-1 to Ichiro, ground ball right side. Fontana's got a good hop, throws the first, inning over. Marlins strand the tying man in scoring position. 0-1 to Luis Valbuena, looped out toward right center. Stanton Yelich coming on, and they can't get it. It's down for a hit. Maven's going to score, and right on his heels, Simmons scores. It's 4-1 Angels. Maven held up. Simmons was running all the way. He was literally 3 feet behind Maben as they sprinted down that third base line toward the plate. A two-run single for Valbuena, and just like that, it's a three-run game now, 4-1 Angels.
Angels win this one 5-2. J.C. Ramirez gets the win, 7 innings, no earned runs, and 3 strikeouts. The Marlins have now lost 22 of their last 29 games. Vance Worley was solid on Saturday, but drops to 0-2. He goes 5 innings, allowing 2 runs on 2 hits. Here's what manager Don Mattingly had to say about Worley's performance.
You know, obviously a tight game. The Vance was good. You know, like you said, he keeps us in a game. We're 2-1 there when he comes out. You know, we kind of – I thought the guys did a nice job, you know, keep giving us chances to score. I thought our bats weren't that bad early. I thought their guy was pretty good, to be honest with you. I thought our guys were fighting and battling. You know, the guy had good stuff. So it was a game that was obviously a close game, and it kind of got away from us there a little bit in the eighth. And then they tack on one in the ninth. But – in general, I thought our guys did a, you know, we hung in there and really had it. It was one of those games you feel like you got a chance to win. You know, you're in a 2-1 game, you think you got chances, something, you know, we can get a guy on and you feel pretty good about your chances to win that game.
And obviously a big play to pick off at first base. And talk about the play and then talk about what you guys thought on the review.
Well, obviously the plays, you know, kind of speaks for itself. It's not a great baseball play. You know, in a 2-1 game, Giancarlo's up with the bases loaded. The guy's in a little bit of trouble. So from that side of it, the other side of it, you know, obviously they see something. It did, I mean, it looked like it was – I couldn't tell really on the screen. So I can't tell if it's one of those that's obviously clear and convincing that it should have been overturned. Right, I think that's what it is. You have to be clear and convincing that it was 100% that he was out. So I'm assuming he was out.
I mean, it was hard to see that on what feeds that we saw. You know, I wonder if your video guys saw it a different angle that maybe showed it, because we certainly didn't see it.
They didn't feel like they had a great angle. You know, obviously it's one of those, and you see it just on the big screen for us. All we're doing is looking at it on big screen, and it looks like, you know, I couldn't tell if his toe's in or not in. I knew Albert's foot was in there a little bit, it looked like, and kind of jammed it up. But it looked like, I guess just from our view, that the toe's in there, or you can't tell if it's touching the base or not. And so I was hoping that that's not clear and convincing, but obviously they may have had a different view. So
Ozuna starts in the first inning with a nice play on Simmons, and he gives you a home run in the ninth, you know, just that moment. And obviously a big catch from the first inning.
That first inning, they hit a couple balls hard. Oh, makes a great play on. I thought there. Obviously, and he's trout. It's the homer after that, so it keeps saves us a run. And you know, then base hit up the middle. Basically, their guy makes a great play, but Yelly hustling there, I thought, ends up getting us a run. You know, he's hustling, beats that play. you know, I'm not sure if that causes a throw, but at that point it gets us a run.
And home run going oppo. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I like that at bat. I thought our bat's there. We've had some games where that last inning just seemed like giveaway at bats. I didn't think they were there in the ninth. You know, O battles, JT walks. You know, we're a hit away from getting the tying run to the plate. So I was happy with the at bats there, and you know, obviously O stayed on the ball out there out over the plate, and hits a home run.
Vance Worley unable to get out of the first inning without allowing a run, thanks to a deep solo shot by Mike Trout. Here's what Worley had to say.
Well, you know, first inning is usually the inning I try to find command. You know, try to stay out of the middle of the zone, and you know, obviously one got out, but. You know, overall, within the whole game, I thought I cut the ball down pretty well and kept guys off balance. So that's really my game plan out there.
Seemed like a pretty efficient outing. 63 pitches, I think, 40 strikes, and only two base runners out of that.
Yeah.
Be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, overall, feel pretty good about the outing. You know, obviously just the one pitch I wish I could get back. But aside from that, I thought, you know, I kept the team in it, and that's my job as a starter, and go out there and go as many as I can and give up as little as I can and, you know, score some runs and try to win a game, you know.
And just facing Trout, obviously, you got pretty good the first time, and then you got him the second time, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, he got me good, and I made sure that he didn't get anything too good to swing at next time.
Ozuna's catch on Sims, where'd you think do you think it was out? Did you think that off the
bat? I didn't know it was going to keep going. It was definitely a nice catch. Saw some highlights on that as well, and he did a good job timing it. It's not easy.
Yeah. Your at-bat, kind of a little pace on that ball, but you're a little single to left. How much pride you have in that part of your game?
I like hitting. I like being able to contribute and help, not only on the mound, but if I'm in the box, I'd like to make things happen. You know, if I'm called upon to bunt, I make sure I get my bunts down, and, you know, my bats, you know, when I do get to swing, I take it serious.
Albert, say anything at first when he rounded the bat?
No, just hi. You know, we played against each other over the years, but, you know, as pitchers and position players, you know, there's not a lot of socializing.
Jose Arena takes the mound for the Marlins on Sunday in the finale of this three-game series.